This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. One of the last two ships moving grain through the Black Sea Grain Initiative arrived in Istanbul Saturday, leaving only one ship left as part of the grain deal, the Ukraine port of Odessa. The deal is due to expire on Monday. UN spokesman for the initiative said the ship will be inspected. The ship in Turkey will be inspected, was expected to be inspected Saturday. Friday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said he remains hopeful the deal, which he helped broker with the United Nations, will be extended before Monday's deadline, but there's been no word from Russia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Moscow has ramped up its rhetoric, saying it may not extend the deal that expires Monday unless its demands are met. That includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments don't face hurdles. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August, more than half to developing countries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Hours after he was hospitalized after complaining of dizziness, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement saying he felt very well but and had suffered from dehydration, though his office said he was staying overnight and canceled meetings for Sunday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Netanyahu's potential absence raised questions as the country deals with a crisis over a planned judicial overhaul, as well as simmering conflicts with the Palestinians and Iran. He moved to calm worries by issuing a brief video message reportedly from his hospital room near Tel Aviv. Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving leader, said he had been on holiday at the Sea of Galilee on Friday during a heat wave. Temperatures there reached 108 degrees Saturday. His office said Netanyahu was admitted on his physician's recommendation after complaining of light dizziness, and initial tests came back normal.
That was Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reporting. This is VOA News. Hundreds of flights across Italy have been canceled, forcing travelers at the peak of tourist season to make alternate plans. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
Yeah, it got canceled. It was Ita Airways to Catania. It got canceled.
Stefano Spatola from Philadelphia is in shock after hearing the news. Air transport unions have gone ahead with a planned strike following a paralyzing rail strike. Also affected is Londoner Lizzie Lake. She wants to get home, but she's accustomed to strikes back in the UK.
We're excited to be able to stay for a few more days, but it's just frustrating. Obviously, I've got a little boy. We just want to get home now, but we have strikes in England, so we're used to it.
Summertime in Italy is often peak season for these kinds of things, stranding commuters and tourists alike as unions press demands for better work contracts and conditions. I'm Charles Diledesma.
NASA's Mars rover is gathering a growing amount of evidence pointing to indications of life on the red planet. VOA's Laurel Bowman reports.
New findings from NASA's Perseverance rover suggest the presence of a diversity of organic molecules in rocks at a locale where a lake existed long ago. The latest evidence comes from an instrument called Sherlock, mounted on the six-wheeled rover's robotic arm that enables a detailed mapping and analysis of organic molecules. Researchers are reporting Sherlock's findings from 10 places on two geological formations on the floor of Jezero Crater. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Scientists are reporting extremely warm temperatures in waters surrounding the southeastern U.S. state of Florida have been damaging crucial coral reefs off the state's coastline. Within the last week, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, reported Florida water temperatures in around 35 degrees Celsius. The agency says normal water temperatures for this time of year should be between 23 and 31 degrees Celsius. The extreme waters, the extremely warm waters, are causing coral bleaching, leaving corals pale and vulnerable, and can threaten entire reefs, which are home to millions of species of marine life, support healthy ocean food chains, and protect coastlines. NOAA scientist Michael Studevant said they're taking steps to try to repair the reefs, cultivating coral fragments in nurseries or transplanting them from healthy reefs to reefs that are in danger.
So being able to take individuals from some habitats like these urban corals in our backyard here, and then to populate them out onto the reef so that we can start to contribute to a more functioning, healthy population.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.